It is a very warm welcome to Barry Lewin, who is the event organiser of the Paddlefest and Engine Bolito Downwind. Good to see you, man.
Nice to be back on 88 FM. Thanks for having me.
You said it was a while ago since you were here.
Yeah, I love the station. I'm a Bolito resident and play it on the way to work every day. And super stoked to be here and thanks for having me.
No pleasure. And it's funny how far the station travels. You know, I was here again a few years back and I live in Westville. And when I got home to the top of my driveway, I'll never forget this, because FM is line of sight. Okay, I can see the ocean from the top of my driveway and the station was crystal clear and I'm going, you're kidding me. But then as soon as I ducked down the driveway to the garage, it disappeared.
I think it's time to move, eh? Lido's calling.
Blimey, I can't afford to live here. But anyway, Barry, tell us a little bit about you, first of all. Who are you? What do you do?
So I'm a water sports enthusiast. I absolutely love the ocean and it's one of the reasons why I live in Bolito. We've got access to an amazing coastline here, warm water, and the climate's absolutely amazing as well with very little winter. And I run a business called Surfski South Africa. It's a event. Our business focuses on a couple of events every year. We run some really amazing surfski tours around the country and internationally and Mauritius as well. We have an academy that gets people into paddling.
Wow.
And our heart is just to grow the sport and specialize in surfski experiences. So to take people outside their comfort zone in a safe environment and really do something cool in the ocean through kayaking and surfski paddling.
Did it start with you when you were a young boy? Did you have a father who got you out there or a mother who took you out onto the ocean?
So my dad as a kid told me that you will always learn about your surroundings. And growing up as a city kid in Durban, your surroundings are the city. And he thought there was always needed to be a connection with nature. He threw me in the ocean as a young kid, did life-saving and all kinds of different water-oriented sports. And thankfully, found surfski paddling at about 18 or 19 years old when I left school, and has been a passion project since. I've traveled the world to surfski events, and it's definitely been a passion project that has stood the test of time. I'm still here, and I'm still doing it, and I still love it.
You learned to swim at a very early age, I would imagine, probably 2, 3, 4 years old.
Not in my memory bank, but I've got young kids now, and I'm teaching them swim pretty young.
Lovely,
so hopefully
man.
We can pass that passion on.
Beautiful. All right, now we're here to talk about Paddlefest and Engine Bolito Downwind, and I could have lied and said I knew what it was about, but I don't. So what is it, the Paddlefest and Engine Bolito Downwind?
So a little bit of history.
The
Engine Bolito Downwind is an existing event on our Canoeing South Africa, or now what it's called Paddle Sports SA calendar. We've changed the date slightly. It was traditionally in the wintertime, and we saw a gap to move it to Easter just so that we could do a lot more. The Engine Bolito Downwind is an 18-kilometer surfski paddling event between Blithedale and the Tiffany's Beach. We've got some amazing paddlers in the area and guys that travel from out of province to come and do this event. And we found that it was kind of a little bit limited in how much we could do. And we wanted to use the Easter weekend public holidays to kind of really add value to the paddlers that were going to come and do the event. So we started something called Paddlefest. Now, Paddlefest is a 3-day paddle experience, which includes that Engine Bolito Downwind. We're going to start out on Friday with the DUC at DUC in town, and with something called the Reef Shootout presented by the Pumpsmith. We're going to do a World Championship course preview on the Saturday, and then obviously lead into what I believe is the premier event of the Paddlefest, which is that Engine Bolito Downwind on Sunday, the 20th of April this weekend.
Wow. I suppose it's easy for your seasoned paddler to hit 18Ks. It doesn't sound a lot, or is it?
So we've tried with the festival to be able to attract different types of paddling levels. So we're actually going to be doing an introduction to surfski course on the Friday morning, which is this Friday.
That's a coaching session.
Coaching session,
oh,
that's
wow.
100%.
All right.
So the idea is if you've got a friend, a family member, and part of our paddling community that basically would love some of their family and friends to take part in the sport that we already do, bring them with, and we can intro to them to paddling. So that's going to happen from 7 till 8 o'clock on Friday morning.
Is that free? There's no charge for
100% free. just a heart to grow the sport. And then that will lead into the event for that day on Friday, which was the DEC event. It's going to happen in town with the reshootout. It's a knockout style event, super achievable for anyone to take part. It's only 800 meters long. So we're going to have a whole lot of different categories, including an academy or novice category, some singles, some life-saving ski categories as well, and some doubles events. So super spectator friendly event, which everyone can come down and watch. It's a short, sharp racing, super exciting. So that's the one element of the paddling community in terms of skills. And then yes, we'll build up into a more experienced paddler. The downwind, and this is the interesting part about our sport, really uses the wind and the ocean conditions to our advantage. So we haven't actually announced the course for the Sunday event yet. We move the course around a little bit to cater for the best paddling conditions. So we actually wait for the wind. The wind this weekend looks like it's northeasterly, and this rain's going to go away, thankfully, in quite
deep. We've got sunshine, yeah.
We've got sunshine finally. And northeasterly winds. So we will likely race on Sunday from Blythedale back to Tiffany's, which is an 18-kilometer course, but using the wind to the paddler's advantage.
So it's obvious why you chose Bolito, number one, because you live here, and it just lends itself to an event like this, doesn't it?
So yes, we've got a great paddling community in Bolito. The local club, Dolphin Coast Paddlers, have certainly grown over the years. We've, as a club, we've got a great base at Daly Pringle Dam as well as Tiffany's Beach, and the guys on the committee there have done a great job at growing the sport across the field, and really cool to have those local paddlers take part in an event here, as well as guys from town, and we've got some out-of-province guys as well coming for the weekend to take part. So, yeah, super excited for this weekend, and hopefully the weather plays ball.
No, it will. Honestly, I've had words. He's going to be kind to you. So is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Is it the 3 days?
That's correct. We're going to use the whole of these weekends.
You're going to be a busy man.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. The more we get out in the ocean, the more fun we have. So, yeah, hopefully we can have some fun this weekend.
All right, how can paddlers, seasoned paddlers, and people who want to be paddlers get involved over this weekend? You say there's no charge, there's no entry. How many people can you take?
So we do take bookings, so you're welcome to get in touch with us on our website. It's sasurski.africa, which has got all our details on it, and I'm sure we can post some phone numbers and links to our Instagram account. Yeah. Instagram account is quite simple. It's South Africa Surfski.
I'm sure you're on Facebook as well.
100%. Same, South Africa Surfski on Facebook, and you can get online and get in touch with us to book a spot in the free lessons. Our downwind event has got an entry portal through the Paddle Sport SA website, which is all the registered paddlers through the canoe clubs will be able to enter through that portal as well. We're looking forward to a great event.
What time does the action start on those 3 days, Barry?
Okay, cool. So Friday morning, which is the event down at DC, the coaching kicks off at 7 a.m. till 8. The registration for the racing starts at 8 until 8:45 with a 9 o'clock start with racing. We expect the round robin knockout event to last 2 hours from 9 until 11. Great spectator event to come and watch if you're not involved in the event, with prize given 11:30. The time for the downwind on the Sunday has not been announced yet. We wait to the last minute to check out the best conditions, but we're looking like a Sunday morning between 9 and 10 start at this point, but we will announce those start times on Instagram and Facebook accounts, etc., tomorrow afternoon.
Fantastic. I think just the website, finally. I mean, I don't give out phone numbers on radio shows. People are driving, they don't even remember them. So I think just drive people again to the website for all that information.
It's sasurski.africa, and yeah, looking forward to it.
Brilliant, mate. Well done. And give us a shout next week and tell us how it all panned out.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Barry. Good to see you, man. Good to see you.